Welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily. Today we're discussing a new paper titled Fin Safety Bench, Evaluating LLM Safety in Real-World Financial Scenarios, and why a finance-focused safety benchmark matters for the field. This kind of benchmark aims to identify risky behaviors, measure compliance and robustness, and help researchers, practitioners, and compliance teams make informed decisions.
From a research perspective, a finance-focused benchmark concentrates on scenario design, task types like advisory or transaction summaries, threat modeling, annotation protocols, and evaluation metrics for harmful advice, hallucinations, and privacy leakage. We'll be looking at how those methodological pieces are framed to reflect real-world financial workflows without speculating on specific results.
For practitioners and compliance teams, relevance means mapping benchmark scenarios to actual deployment risks, monitoring needs, and regulatory checks. Expect us to discuss how benchmarks inform operational controls, auditing, and whether mitigation patterns like human-in-the-loop or retrieval augmentation are appropriate.
In this episode, we'll first cover the paper's method and what it evaluates, then move to practical use cases, limitations, and how to interpret benchmark outcomes for risk assessment. Next up, Jamie will explain the methodological scope and novelty in more detail.
A finance safety benchmark needs realistic scenario design and a mix of task types, such as advisory, transcription, and transaction summaries. It should include explicit threat models, clear annotation protocols, and evaluation metrics for harmful advice, hallucination rates, privacy leakage, and regulatory compliance checks. The paper frames these elements to reflect real-world workflows and prioritize operational relevance over synthetic toy tasks.
In short, the method ties curated scenarios to targeted metrics so teams can surface risky behaviors and compliance gaps in specific financial workflows. Emphasis on annotation consistency and threat-driven test cases helps make comparisons across models more actionable. Mark, could you walk us through how a benchmark like this maps to deployment concerns?
Benchmarks map to deployment risk when their scenarios mirror customer-facing flows and regulatory touchpoints, allowing teams to translate failures into concrete controls. Operational needs include robust logging, traceability of inputs and responses, and alerting on high-risk signals so incidents can be investigated. Human-in-the-loop gates and staged rollouts are practical controls to limit exposure while validating mitigations.
Typical use cases include customer support assistance, automated reporting pipelines, and decision support for advisors where incorrect outputs carry real harm. Common failure modes are domain shift, hallucinations for unseen instruments, ambiguous prompts that elicit risky advice, and adversarial inputs crafted to expose sensitive data. Benchmarks can expose these tendencies but cannot fully replicate every adversarial pattern encountered in production.
Mitigations in production usually combine conservative defaults, retrieval augmented generation to ground facts, and prompt constraints to reduce unsafe responses. Gating layers and escalation paths should block or flag outputs that trigger compliance rules, and audit logs must record context for later review. Additionally, teams need routine reevaluation as models and user behavior evolve to avoid complacency.
When interpreting benchmark results, treat scores as comparative signals that help prioritize risks rather than as guarantees of safety. Watch out for evaluation gaps like long-tail scenarios, multi-turn context degradation, and correlated prompts that may reveal privacy leakage. Use the benchmark to triage fixes and design targeted monitoring for uncovered gaps.
Prioritize fixes that address high-severity outcomes, such as regulatory violations or financial harm, and integrate those checks into CI/CD with automated tests and staging validations. Maintain monitoring thresholds and incident playbooks so teams can respond when metrics drift or new failure modes appear. For gaps the benchmark doesn't cover, plan live monitoring, red team exercises, and dedicated user testing to discover real-world edge cases.
That gives a clear connection between the benchmark's methodological design and practical deployment steps teams should take to reduce risk. Next, Mark will share actionable recommendations teams can adopt when evaluating LLMs in financial contexts.
Start by adopting a targeted safety benchmark that mirrors your critical customer flows and regulatory touchpoints, so tests are directly actionable. Integrate those checks into your CI/CD pipeline with automated gating and staged rollouts to prevent unsafe changes from reaching production. Maintain clear governance and escalation paths so compliance and ops teams can respond quickly when tests fail.
That sounds practical. What should teams fix first when a benchmark surfaces problems? Focus on changes that reduce high-severity impacts and are feasible to deploy quickly, like blocking risky outputs or adding human review for specific scenarios.
Exactly. Prioritize fixes that prevent financial harm or regulatory breaches, then address reliability issues like hallucinations and context degradation. Implement human-in-the-loop controls for ambiguous or high-risk cases while you validate automated mitigations. Use staged experiments to measure real user impact before broad rollout.
From a research standpoint, keep the benchmark definitions and threat models explicit so results are interpretable and reproducible. Check whether the paper provides annotation protocols, sample scenarios, or supporting data you can reuse rather than recreating tests from scratch.
Operationally, ensure robust logging and traceability of prompts, retrieval sources, and model outputs so incidents can be audited. Set up monitoring that flags regressions in hallucination rates, privacy leakage indicators, or compliance rule hits. Maintain incident playbooks that map alerts to actions and postmortem steps.
So treat benchmark scores as signals to triage risk, not as final safety guarantees, and complement them with live monitoring and red teaming. Use the benchmark to drive targeted tests, then validate with staged deployment and user testing.
Also plan for continuous evaluation. Models, data distributions, and adversarial tactics evolve, so rerun benchmarks regularly and update threat models. Consistent annotation guidelines and metrics for harmful advice, hallucinations, and privacy leakage help track progress over time.
In production, prefer conservative defaults, such as blocking or escalating ambiguous financial advice and grounding outputs with retrieval where possible. Combine that with automated tests in CI and a regular reevaluation cadence so fixes remain effective as the model or product changes.
For listeners, practical next steps are simple. Read the FinSafety Bench paper to understand the benchmark design, look for any accompanying data or code, and map the scenarios to your own high-risk flows. Use the benchmark as a roadmap for automated tests, monitoring, and governance.
Collaboration matters. Have researchers, compliance, and ops align on threat models and evaluation criteria, and share red team findings back into benchmark updates. Openly sharing protocols and datasets where possible helps the community improve safety practices faster.
Finally, establish routine audits and governance checkpoints so safety remains part of the product lifecycle, not a one-off project. Conservative defaults, clear escalation paths, and continuous monitoring are the core operational commitments teams should make.
Thanks, everyone. This episode emphasized that targeted benchmarks, CI/CD safety checks, governance, audit logs, and conservative production defaults are key to reducing risk. Read the paper, check for supporting resources, and use the benchmark to prioritize practical mitigations. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.